A 30-day special session of the Washington legislature is about half over, but there's still no agreement between Senate Republicans and House Democrats on an update to the state's two-year budget. Election year partisan tensions have been on display since lawmakers convened in January. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins takes a look back at what passed, what failed, and what dominated in the 2016 regular session.
Back in January, Seattle's Ballard High School Concert Choir performed the national anthem for the governor's State of the State address. It was a brief moment of harmony in a legislative session marked by moments of sharp partisanship. The sharpest of those moments, arguably, came a month later. That's when majority Republicans in the state Senate decided not to confirm Secretary of Transportation Lynn Peterson. She'd been appointed 3 years earlier by Democratic Governor Jay Inslee.
This is a very, very serious decision.
Senate Budget Chair Andy Hill was the first to make the case for firing Peterson.
But I have no confidence that the agency is in a position to fix the problems they have without a change at the top.
It marked the first time in 20 years the state Senate had voted not to confirm a gubernatorial appointment. The following Monday, Governor Inslee held an angry news conference.
Senate Republicans should be ashamed of what they did last Friday.
Relations between the Democratic governor, who's up for re-election, and Senate Republicans did not improve as the session wore on.
All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting of the
Senate Law and Justice Committee issued subpoenas and held a series of hearings on the accidental early release of nearly 3,000 prison inmates over a 13-year period. Once again, Republicans zeroed in on whether Inslee was doing enough to hold his agency heads accountable. But even as partisan tensions simmered and sometimes flared, the business of the legislature continued. The first bill signed by Inslee was a bipartisan pledge by lawmakers to take action next year to end the dependence on local school levies to fund public schools. The state has until 2018 to fully fund basic education by order of the Washington Supreme Court. Lawmakers also voted to try to resurrect voter-approved charter schools after the Supreme Court ruled them unconstitutional. This was a top priority of Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler.
If you sat through those hearings and listened to the teachers, students, the parents, I don't know how you could find it in your heart to vote against it.
But many Democrats did vote no on the belief that charter schools lack accountability and siphon resources from public schools.
Now, this isn't about kids.
State Representative Mike Sells was booed when he suggested on the House floor that moneyed special interests are behind charters.
What this is about were those 22 high-priced lobbyists out there the last few days.
Police accountability was another theme during the 2016 Washington legislative session. Lawmakers voted to create a task force to examine police use of deadly force, and they approved a hotly debated police body camera measure. If more than 250 bills passed, hundreds more fell short. They include a state Voting Rights Act backed by Democrats and a bipartisan push to regulate e-cigarettes. Some of the biggest crowds of the session turned out for hearings on what some Republicans took to calling the
bathroom bill.
This was a Republican-led effort to repeal a new state rule that says transgender people can access the restroom or locker room of their choice. The repeal effort made it all the way to the floor of the state Senate, where it was voted down. Just before the regular session adjourned, an effort to find a bit of harmony again as Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen led a bipartisan rendition of Hallelujah in the Capitol Rotunda. That performance was also what you might call the Lieutenant Governor's swan song. Owen is not running for re-election after 5 terms in office. In his goodbye speech, the Democrats spoke of the insanity of partisan politics and warned of D.C.-style gridlock. A few days later, he gaveled lawmakers back into special session because they couldn't agree on the budget. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.